Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. They beat up cars with the tires and drummers go.
Back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're talking about the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, and it's something that Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB, has been managing now for almost a half a century, and we got Bill back.
Yeah.
There you go, Bill. And so, Bill, one of the things that, thanks again for hanging out with us, one of the things that's very interesting, one of the most interesting of your 10 components of the index, one of the things that's most interesting to me is your labor market responses. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. You know, job creation plans went up 3 percentage points. That's really a nice number, and we have job openings at a very high level. 34% of our firms have a job opening that they can't fill, and that's historically a very high number. So right now today, you know, we want to hire a lot of people. We got a lot of work to be done, and of course consumer spending is not bad. So in the very near term, things look pretty good in terms of the labor market, even though, as we pointed out earlier, the outlook for 6 months from now is grim. I mean, that 19-point decline in expectations for business conditions, by mid-year, that's not good. This is not much confidence in the policies that the new administration is going to bring.
Well, see, I think that's a real telling. That's really telling, Bill, because the thing that I keep pointing out to people is we've seen the Biden movie before. It was called the Obama-Biden movie.
Right.
We had 8 years of that. And based on what Joe Biden is putting in his cabinet, it's actually more radical than Obama's cabinet was.
Yeah, and, it's a replay, a lot of the same characters.
Or worse.
Yep.
And so this is and what scares me, and this is what I'm worried about the most is, Bill, is the in those days the stock market was at record levels, but Main Street wasn't. For the last 4 years, Main Street has been doing well while Wall Street did well. So we had a tale of two cities, so to speak, during the Obama Biden administration. It worries me that we're going to go back to that kind of a two economy situation. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of that. If you listen to the things they want to do in terms of taxes and foreign policy, and of course we found out that guns are the new health care crisis. Lord knows what that'll mean, but they're going to be back messing with stuff, undoing things that have worked obviously so well for us, bringing us the lowest unemployment rates we've seen in a long time.
Right.
They're going to undo that, and they think that's a good idea. I'm not sure why they think so, but they do.
Well, that's the thing, and that's what worries me, and I'm afraid your index is going to show that a little bit more as we get in through December. I'm concerned. I don't think you've ever heard me forecast an index before you get the results before, but I'm afraid we're going to be revisiting where we were 4 years ago, a little over four years ago. But it's interesting to me that with all the challenges going on and all the weeping and wailing that we've still got across the economy, there's still pretty strong hiring going on. My own index, my own little non-scientific index, Bill, our online polling that we take, 69% of my audience says that they're going to finish the year better than they thought they would have 6 months ago. And,
I think that's probably true. And of course, it depends on what state you're in and who's governing your foot traffic. But that's probably going to be the case. I mean, the economy, remember, was doing really well in February, and then in March, the recession was started by government policy. I mean, the COVID per se didn't do anything other than infect people, but
it was the response
policies that closed the economy down.
Right.
And so the reason we're still, we lost 20 million workers, and we've hired about maybe 10 million of those back, but we still have a lot of holes to fill just to kind of be in a normal kind of a situation. So that's why we're still hiring to deal with the right now. The fact that consumers got a lot of money and they can spend it, but as we look 6 months out, we don't see good business conditions, and of course, capital spending plans are weak, and those longer term things are already suffering because of where policy is going.
Well, and I think we're going to have a guarded response to your index in December, and January will depend upon how the Georgia elections go, don't you think?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but I think in general it's going to be downhill from here for a while.
I'm afraid you may be right. So folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the other index elements of the index with Dr. Bill Dunkenberg. Bill, is it still smallbiz.org, smallbus.org?
No, I haven't kept that up.
Okay. So NFIB.com is one way where you can find this. And you can also find it on my website, too. So check that out. Quick break, 10 tail, right back with Dr. Bill Dunkenberg with the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. After the break, stay with us.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel. I see it burning.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.